Hear a little bit of conversation about the digital process that this album was recorded with.
Yes, by means of magical studio equipment, we have
Mr. Brune,
the spirit of Brune, with us.
In just a moment. A
couple of days into his Toronto Sound Studios, the late lamented Toronto Sound Studios.
Right.
And we just worked nonstop on the record, and we recorded a couple of new tunes that weren't on the original first album, like Finding My Way and I think Here Again. And we just had a blitzkrieg session for, I think, 48 hours or 3 days or something like that, and we came up with what is the first album.
The debut album.
And we hit it off so well, and we had such great respect for the guy. For you, Brune. I mean, the guy's okay.
Don't
know?
Take this too seriously, Brune. Don't let this go to your head.
I gotta admit, you know, the guy's all right. You know? So we just have never felt the desire to go elsewhere. He's just everything we need. He supplies for us.
He's become a very integral part of studio workings.
Very, very.
Now he's not actually engineering anymore. He hasn't the past couple of albums, this one and the one before, right?
No, he's not actually doing the bulk of the engineering. He keeps his hand.
Although he keeps his probably peers over the engineer's shoulders quite a bit and whatever. Anyway, you did this one digital. This is the first time you've used the digital process. And Terry was in a while back, a couple of weeks back, and he went through a fairly thorough explanation of what recording digital is all about.
And basically, it just logs a bunch of numbers, which are relevant to the frequency response of the tracks you're putting on. Now, I won't get into details because it's too complicated and I don't understand it anyway. So basically what it does, aside from some facts and figures which are discussable, and there's an awful lot of discussion going on about frequency response of digital records and what have you, it basically records a flat frequency response from 0 to 20,000 cycles. It doesn't have any humps or bumps in it. You don't use a line-up tape to set up the machine. And it either works or it doesn't with these things. So, you know, if they're not functioning properly, they turn themselves off. So basically what you get is you're getting first-generation mixes off the console. So with this album, we used a computer to mix, and we went 48-track. And by doing that, we preserved the quality of our original bed tracks. They just sat in a cupboard while we were doing all our overdubs.
You didn't have to use tracks over again for overdubs.
No, we didn't. Yeah. And then we put the tracks in the cupboard, and then when it came time to mix, we pull them out of the cupboard. So they're being played for the first time since they were recorded, which preserves all the top end and the fidelity of the tracks. And they're not getting worn out going back and forth over heads for weeks and weeks on end.
So there is no tape involved in this process at all, then?
Well, you use your original analog tapes, like 24-track tapes, in order to provide you with all the information that you've recorded. But once you mix it down, which would be like a two-track left and right of a stereo mix, i.e. a record or a two-track tape, it's going onto a digital three-quarter-inch Sony machine, in this case a Sony, and it preserves all the clarity and the transparencies that you strive so hard to get, which you normally lose when you go to two-track tape, because it squashes and it compresses and you lose frequency response, the low end rolls off, you know, however slightly it's still present. And you lose some of the qualities that you go for. Whereas with the digital, you don't. Then we flew all the gear down to New York and we cut the record from the original digital mixes. So really what you're getting is first generation right off the monitor mixes. So that everybody who buys the new Rush album is basically getting what we heard in the control room. And we've heard it on many, many systems and it's deadly accurate. So if you don't like it, it's because we did it wrong.
You can't blame the equipment.
No, absolutely no way you can blame anything.
Is that the first time you've worked with a digital process like
that? Yeah, it's a relatively new thing. There's been a few albums done, as you know.
But
this is the first time that I've ever used it, and I didn't know anything about it, and the only way I could find out really was to use it and experience what it does, you know, and how it works. And this particular system, I must admit, I was amazed.
You were impressed.
We compared our digital mixes with our two. We recorded on regular tape as a safety as we were going along, and we compared our digital mix with our analog tapes. I mean, it was astounding, the difference. I wouldn't even have considered using the analog tapes. They sounded horrible.
Really?
By comparison.
So it's going to be hard for you to go back to a conventional mode of
recording
now.
I hope I don't have to. I'm going to start bugging record companies for bigger budgets to go digital, because I mean, it's definitely a world of difference.
Is it a lot more expensive that way?
Yeah, it is. We sunk a lot of money into the digital end of things because it took us longer to mix than we anticipated. We had to go to New York to cut. And in doing that, we tied up a cutting room master disc in New York for about 5 days, plus all the digital equipment. So the extra expense is amazing. Mm-hmm. But the results, I mean, it sounds exactly like it did the day we mixed it.
There's
Mr. Right,
Brune.
Brune? So if you don't like it, you blame Brune.
That's right. If it doesn't sound right, we did it wrong, he says. That's a great line.
He did it wrong.
That's Terry Brown, who is the co-producer with Rush of the new Moving Pictures album, which you're hearing for the first time right here on 104 Chum FM in Toronto with Rick Ringer and Geddy Lee.